Good evening. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the government announces a slew of measures to make the new Agnipath scheme more attractive. At the same time, controversy as the senior BJP leader Kailash Vijayvargiya says Agniveers would be welcome as guards at the BJP office once their tenure in the armed forces ends. Now, security guards are critical in our lives, in our society, but soldiers aspire for more, a lot more. Respect, most suggest, means upward mobility. As an example, a Jawan manning the gun of a tank doesn't necessarily aspire to be a security guard. On the show tonight, has the government done enough to allay the fears of applicants to the Agnipath scheme? We asked this on a day where the government made it clear that there will be no rollback on the scheme. They've also said that it is a long-pending reform. The concessions that have been announced, and I'll tell you what they are, aren't in fact concessions. These are measures which have been pre-planned. It is not a reaction to the protests taking place. And there's also been a clear warning to protesters. There is no place for arsonists and vandals in our army, I would suggest, in our country. Now, today the Defence Minister met the three armed forces chiefs. It's the second high-level meeting on Agnipath, the new scheme, in the last few days. The protests do continue, fortunately not as widespread as yesterday, but the government has come out with several concessions. 10% of posts in the Coast Guard and Defence public sector units will be reserved for Agniveers once they finish their four-year training in the Indian Armed Forces. That's where they can get a job. 10% quota and vacancies in the Central Armed Police Forces and the Assam Rifles for Agniveers. Again, that's an employment opportunity. State governments have announced preference in state police recruitment. That's also an option available. And the Education Ministry will recognize training as credits for graduation. So new courses will be introduced for Agniveers, and some of these will be deemed education credits, which can then be translated towards a Class 12 certificate. Why? Because a lot of those who are joining would be at the Class 10 level as well. But there's been controversy in all of this. Remember, when it comes to the psyche of the armed forces, and indeed for those joining the armed forces, a lot of this is being done not just for salaries and for pensions, but because of the sense of respect that the armed forces actually give you, which is why people are willing to give their lives to the armed forces and to the nation and serve for as long as possible, for 17 odd years, as is the present case, that will cut down to 4 years in the new scheme. But when the BJP leader Kailash Vijayvargiya said that Agniveers would be welcome as security guards at the BJP office once they complete their training, it perhaps doesn't take into account the upward mobility that a large number of young entrants in the armed forces seek.
सेना की ट्रेनिंग में पहला डिसिप्लिन, दूसरा आज्ञा का पालन करना। जब वो ट्रेनिंग लेगा और चार साल की सेवा करने के बाद निकलेगा, 17.5 साल से 23 साल तक की उम्र, यदि वो 21 साल में भी भर्ती होता है, 4 साल काम करता है तो 25 साल, 25 साल में जब वो बाहर निकलेगा तो उसको 11 लाख रुपए उसके हाथ में होंगे। और अग्निवीर का एक छाती पर तगमा लगा के घूमेगा। मुझे अगर इस ऑफिस में, बीजेपी के ऑफिस में सिक्योरिटी रखना है तो मैं अग्निवीर को प्राथमिकता दूंगा।
Well, joining us now, the senior Congress leader, Dipinder Hooda. Thank you very much, Mr. Hooda, for being with me. Now, you saw Kailash Vijayvargiya and what he actually had to say there, that he welcomes these soldiers as security guards in the BJP office. Is that a perspective which is acceptable to you?
Of course not. I think, my advice to the BJP leaders is they have done a lot of politics on armed forces, on patriotism. That's the kind of brand of politics, unfortunately, they've done over so many years. But they don't really understand what the passion for patriotism is amongst those youngsters who get up from their bed at 4 a.m. in the morning in the small villages and towns of this country. They go to their playgrounds, their fields in their villages. They run hard, they train hard with a passion to serve the nation through its army, to become a fauji. They want to become a fauji and they want to serve this country. They don't want to become security guard. What are you talking about? how, from when the pride associated with being a Indian Fauji has been, equal to the pride associated with being a security guard of a BJP office. I mean, that he should apologize to the nation. It's quite unfortunate that they don't understand the passion, which is.
No, I tend to agree with you, and you know, they
actually insulted that passion. Yeah.
My only submission is that
passion of patriotism,
in this conversation, neither you and I are looking down at security guards, not at all. But I would suggest that, it's not a correct understanding of what Faujis are when they end their training. As an example, a person who's handled the gun of a tank, or a soldier who's trained to fight in Siachen, or is skilled in maintaining the engine of a Rafale, would not aspire to be a security guard. So I would suggest this shows a lack of understanding of what the armed forces are. Isn't that a problem?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, absolutely. They're on many levels. You are absolutely right. See, if you look at Indian Army today, first year is a hardcore training. The next 2 years go in tactical training and platoon operations at level training in their respective regiments that they are absorbed in. And by the third year, end of the third year, they are, they are supposed to be comprehensive in to carry out the nature of operation they have assigned to. Now, in this case, with 4 years of this Agnipath and Agniveer, at the end of the third year, they'll be loaded with insecurity of what will they do after the fourth year.
Right.
So 3 years they are sort of training. Fourth year they are thinking what should be, because if you look at all the other youngsters who do engineering or graduation, in the last year they are interning, they are looking at the companies to go what they'll do, etc. So now a nation which wants to leave its own forces insecure about their own future, what kind of manoval will they be providing security to our nation? And you know, every country is different. Another point I want to make, Vishnu, because BJP has been, their spin machinery has been talking about Israel. See, Israel is a completely different country. Many levels. Israel is an advanced economy. The 100% employment is there. There is no unemployment. Nobody wants to join army as a first preference. In India, situation is different. Crores of our youngsters, they dream of joining army as their first preference, the first dream that they have. And especially the youngsters who are coming from the villages, the small towns. It's completely opposed to what there in Israel. Israel has a very homogeneous kind of borders. India, sure. You know, the kind of training which is required, like you said, to operate in Siachen, to operate in the Thar Desert, to operate in... It takes time to become a comprehensive soldier, comprehensive Fauji. You cannot equate, this government has this, I would call a disease of being a, I don't want to use that word, but the word that comes to my mind in a colloquial Hindi is Nakalchi Bandar. I mean, farm laws they imported from America. Then they realize India is a different country. 50% of the population is dependent on farming. You can't have the corporatization. Now, this kind of, 4 year stint in army, they're importing from Israel. India is a different country. India needs, India is a country which is surrounded by enemies on four borders.
Mr. Hooda, there's a second statement as well.
And army is supposed to be...
You know, a statement from Kishan Reddy, the union minister, and this is what he's reported to have said, who will be recruited under the Agnipath scheme will be trained with different skills. There are skills in various profiles such as electricians, drivers, washermen, hairdressers, etc. Now, it is true that there are thousands of drivers in the army and electricians and those who wash clothes and those who may be hairdressers. But that's not the primary profession. The primary training is to pick up a gun and be deployed.
And even that's not all, Vishnu. If you look at the various... So, Armored Corps.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a specialized... It takes 4 or 5 years to... become a comprehensive Armored Corps soldier. If you look at artillery, specialized. If you look at paratroopers, specialized. I mean, you know, this notion that this Mr. Reddy, I mean, he has to take his words back. I mean, that's not what our soldiers are trained to do. I mean, the pride associated, first, they are not understanding the pride associated with wearing the green. They are not understanding that. They are not understanding the ambition of our youth, not just to see, Vishnu, you are a journalist. If suppose you have been in journalism for so many years, if I were to tell you or tell a new journalist that you be in journalism 4 years, after end of 4 years, I'll give you 11 lakhs. But you go home and you
work that leave.
That's not what it is. I mean, there is, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, Indian Army is considered world's best, finest army.
Yes.
And
yes.
The traditions and principles and which form the foundations of army, the regimental system, the combination of the youth and experience, they have been perfected over a period of time, and which is suited to our terrain, which is suited to our neighborhood, and which is suited to our Indian society. Now you cannot just uproot all those founding principles based on which this India has the finest army in the world, and then I hope to create something new. I mean, they have to justify, first of all, what they feel is lacking in Indian Army. First, they have to tell the nation. And I've been saying, I mean, this is one subject, national security and Indian Armed Forces. This is not a subject which should be subjected to politics. You can do politics or any other thing, but not this. On this, every policy should be above politics, and they should take the nation into confidence.
Okay.
Any reform in Indian defense forces, yes, recruitment, they should have called a special parliament session and should have discussed in the parliament or at least in the standing committee.
Okay.
And, you know, somebody should have deliberated.
All now, right. So the more transparency is what
Israel
you feel.
Is a great example.
Dipinder Huda,
import,
you know, more transparency is what you wanted. I'm just interrupting you because I need to move on to my debate. But thanks very much for sharing all of that with us. We're joined at this stage by Brigadier Sandeep Thapar, an infantryman to the core. I suspect if he wasn't retired now, he'd probably be somewhere in some part of Kashmir at a very high altitude because he spent a great deal of his life doing that. We've also got Jamal Wajid Khan, an ex-DIG of the Border Security Force, with us. It's important to have his perspective as well because
I'm from CISF, Vishnu, I'm from CISF.
CISF. A lot of soldiers would actually move to the various police forces as well. Abhijit Jasrotia, a spokesperson of the BJP. General Sanjay Meston will be with us shortly. Jasmine Shah of the Aam Aadmi Party, thank you all very much for being with us. And Maninder Mani, an army aspirant, hopefully will join us as well. Brigadier Thapar, do you feel insulted when you hear that, you know, after 4 years, a jawan will be, we'll make him a security guard or he can help as a hairdresser somewhere? Is that language offensive?
Vishnu, I don't, frankly, I don't take such politicians very seriously. Actually, if you think, what he said is very uncanny. This is what the jawans earlier used to be employed as when they came out. Security in the banks. In my younger days, jawans who went would drive rickshaws because the pay packages were pretty poor.
Right.
The pension was pretty less. Now things are a little better. Maybe they don't have to do, but this is what the thought process of people is. I have a suggestion for the government and the opposition that they should give all their leaders some cue cards as they do abroad, that they can't speak beyond this or this way so that they don't end up embarrassing the party. So I take it in this right that these kind of statements will come from either side.
Because they just don't know enough. Do you remember Brigadier Thapar when George Fernandez sent several babus in the defense ministry to Siachen?
Yes, I was immediately thereafter in Siachen, and it was a great, you know what the thing was, that the snow scooters they wanted, they were not sanctioning snow scooters, and they wanted snow scooters with less mileage on Kumar to be replaced with more mileage Siala, little knowing that there was a crevasse in between the snow scooter could not cross. So it could only go to a particular point and return. So that's why the mileage at scooter station at Kumar was less.
That's a story. We'll talk to you in a while, maybe later on about that. Abhijit Jasrotia, you know, why make statements like this, a couple of BJP leaders?
Before I start about what are you asking me, I would first like to respond to that Stalin Goster who was there from Congress and who was trying to dictator storms on Indian Army, and this is the same party who was basically trying to create confusion on those Balakot airstrikes also, and was asking for proofs from our Indian Army. So those people are not dictating us terms. So that is obnoxious and bizarre also.
Okay.
So when it comes to statement, with such sort of statement, somebody has said that is up to him only. But let me tell you one thing, this is the best thing which any government could have done by giving this Agni Veer. This Agni Veer are basically are, if you will really go through the scheme of this Agni Veer for 4 years, you know, at a teenager, somebody is going to get recruited into the army. For those 4 years, they are going to get the discipline of the army. These teenagers, you know, if even we have kids, when they are into their teens, we also see how to handle these kids. Now, these teenagers...
No, but I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you about the comments made by Kailash Vijayvargiya and another leader, a union minister. Is that acceptable to you?
That is unfortunate. If somebody has made such sort of bizarre statement, I'm not at all going to support that statement.
Okay.
Let us be... But if you will go by those statements, then you are going to lose that what thing it was basically created by having these Agni Veer for us. These Agni Veer, after 4 years, let me tell everybody, when they will come out of the army
after 4 years. Which is why, I mean, the people would argue with you on that, but that's a valid point. But statements like this perhaps not very helpful. But 1 second, I want to go across to Jamal Wajid Khan. Mr. Khan, a lot of these youngsters after 4 years will go to the Central Armed Police Forces. There are existing quotas already. Now, this is going to be another quota over and above that, but the overall recruitment number will remain the same. Does this not mean that if somebody is looking for a job in the police forces, the Central Armed Police Force, they will have to deal with yet another quota, and therefore their chance of getting a job becomes less? And therefore, at some level in our society, someone will remain unemployed.
Yeah, Vishnu, point well brought out. The most important thing is that at present there is 10% quota already existing, and CAPFs are consisting of about 12 lakhs approximately personnel in different CAPF organizations, which comes to about 10% if you take. It comes to around a lakh plus people. But those people who, over a period of time, who have been joining in 10% quota have been performing very well. However, those people who came directly, they were in some situations, they were not very comfortable with that. Especially these people, after serving for certain years in the army, maybe 5 years, 15 years or 20 years, and they are recruited at the lowest level. Like, say, if a Hawaldar who has served in the army for 20, 25 years, and he comes back to join CAPF after 20 years, he is taken as a constable. So, and there are junior people with few years of service serving over him. This is one area which probably need a bit of a consideration. Apart from this, Vishnu, there is another thing which probably is that as you said, that the within the quota, another quota will come. So that means out of every 100 people, 20 people will be required to be accommodated from these armed forces. Okay, so that means only 80 people out of 100 are left to be adjusted from general and different type of quotas. So that will certainly have a kind of a discontentment. And further, as far as the 4 year service is concerned, after 4 years, these people, when they come in to CAPFs, how well they will be taken in the CAPFs, which also needs to be addressed.
Sure.
However, I personally feel that in the beginning, it should have been taken as a pilot project in the sense that...
Okay, so it should have been a pilot project to see how it works, you know, before actually pushing that. Okay, I just want to quickly go across to Jasmine Shah. Mr. Shah, you know, the arson and the violence which we've seen is completely unhelpful. It is completely illegal. And, you know, I mean... What is the Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab doing to tell people you cannot be violent like this? You can express your opposition in some other way. We can't have arsonists in the Indian Army.
Absolutely not, Vishnu. There is no justification or support for any kind of violence. But let me make one point. There was a time when every person of this country identified with the slogan Jai Jawan, Jai Kisan. If there are two sections of the society today in India under Modi, PM Modi's regime, who are the worst off, it is the farmers, and now it has become the armed personnel. you know, this particular ill-thought scheme, without any consultation, without any conversation, which has been rammed through the throat of this nation, is tinkering with the soul of the India's armed forces. The people who you expect to lay down their lives for the country, you are leaving them insecure. Vishnu, repeatedly it is being said that these will be the prime talent, you know, organizations will lap them up, they'll offer them jobs. What do we know? What are the placement rates of the para of the ex-servicemen in this country? 2%. So 98% of the ex-servicemen are still going around today without any jobs. We know that the overall jobs in the economy are only shrinking. They are not increasing. So this kind of, you know, false dreams that you are showing, you are actually throwing the future of the jawans, the those who are the most dedicated. They, you know, they work for 2 years, 3 years preparing for bharti. You know, in 4 years, their lives and their futures are going to be in doubt. And there is no answer that this government has. The only answer that has come from a senior leader. He's no mean leader. He's the National General Secretary. He's saying, we are training you to make you the guards in front of the party office. What kind of an insult is this? This shows the depth of your thinking. This shows you have no plan for the future of these jawans. You know, even if you do one day's job as a MP or an MLA, you get a lifelong pension. But somebody who has served, was willing to lay down their life for 4 years, you have no plan for any pension or any support for them.
And washerman, so this, and hairdresser, this has to be rolled, I mean, back. Equally bizarre. And we aren't at all suggesting that a washerperson, washerman or washerwoman or a hairdresser is not important. But that's not what is,
so that is not
aspirational.
The youth are aspiring for. Aspiration.
Yeah, that's not the what they are aspiring. It just shows a profound lack of understanding, you know, I mean, of what the forge is all about. Mr. Jaswatia, would you like to react to what Jasmine Shah had to say quickly?
I don't know why they are trying to confuse all these things and the fatuous ones which he's trying to put forward in front of the people. I mean, to say after 4 years, the employment, they are going to get employment, everybody. And let me tell you, all those, I'm talking about industrialists and everybody, they will look forward for these, then come out and they will take them into their
Do you have
into
a
the
sense
job.
Of how many ex-servicemen are moving around unemployed? Have you been able to employ the ex-servicemen of this nation?
Ex-servicemen, do you know the age of the ex-servicemen and what's the age of these Agniveers? They will be hardly 23 or 25. After 23 and 25, you are having a lot of avenues with you. You can work anywhere. What are you talking?
In their 30s also, in their 40s also, in their 50s also. Please do not, if you are ignorant about the age profile of the ex-servicemen, please do not ridicule the fact that they are of no utility for this nation.
Servicemen after 30 or 35, ex-servicemen and a person who's hardly 20 or 21 years, there's no difference in between with those. What are you talking?
They are far more experienced. And ex-servicemen in their 30s are far more experienced. You're still not able to provide jobs to them. What is the guarantee you provide jobs for those in their early 20s?
Which they're having available with them. And at the age of 17, if somebody's thinking that I'm going to get pension or something like that, if somebody's going to have that mentality, then those people are not at all welcome in the army. You are going to serve.
All right, both of you, just wait for a second. I'm out of time, so I want to go to Maninder Mani. He's an army aspirant. Maninder, आपने ये पूरा डिबेट देखा है और आपने पढ़ा भी होगा, सुना भी होगा अग्निपथ स्कीम के बारे में. आप अभी भी फौजी बनना चाहते हैं?
सर मेरा पहला क्वेश्चन एक है सर. क्वेश्चन सर, जैसे कि आर्मी एयरफोर्स नेवी के पेपर हो रखे थे, उनका रिजल्ट आना बाकी था, एक साल से वेट कर रहे थे, अब उनका भी बोल दे कि ये भी कैंसिल हो गया, तो ये तो काफी गलत हुआ ना.
नहीं, पर अब मौका दिया जा रहा है, अब सब रिक्रूटमेंट जो है वो अग्निपथ स्कीम में ही होगा. तो आप अग्निपथ स्कीम, आप अग्निवीर बनना चाहेंगे, उसके लिए आप प्रिपेयर करेंगे?
नहीं सर, 4 साल के लिए क्या करेंगे सर? 4 साल के लिए तो कुछ भी नहीं है, 4 साल के बाद क्या करेंगे?
तो बताए इन्होंने, तो सरकार ने आज ढंग से बताया, कई मौके हैं. आप पुलिस में जा सकते हैं, आप मर्चेंट नेवी में जा सकते हैं, आप कोस्ट गार्ड में जा सकते हैं, आप उसके बाद पढ़ भी सकते हैं. तो आप ये अग्निपथ स्कीम क्यों नहीं करना चाहेंगे?
सर एक बात बताओ, मैं खुद 4 साल से आर्मी की तैयारी कर रहा हूँ और 3 साल से आर्मी की कोई भर्ती नहीं आई. कोरोना टाइम था, चलो कोरोना टाइम में नहीं आया, उसके बाद में 1 साल
नहीं
आया
क्योंकि वो कोविड था. अब ये फिर से शुरू हो गया है.
लेकिन सर 4 साल के बाद क्या करेंगे? 4 साल के बाद बोलते हैं कि 11 लाख देंगे और खुद का बिजनेस कर लेंगे. क्या 11 लाख में कोई बिजनेस स्टार्ट हो जाता है? नहीं होता सर, 11 लाख में कोई भी बिजनेस स्टार्ट नहीं होता. हमारे देश में एमपी एमएलए मंत्री तक की सबकी 5 साल तक रहते हैं. भारत देश में एमपी एमएलए 5 साल तक रहते हो. इंडियन आर्मी एयरफोर्स ने भी ये 4 साल के लिए, ये कहां की बात है सर? एमपी एमएलए की पेंशन रहती है और भारतीय सेना के लिए इनकी सबकी पेंशन खत्म कर दी सर. ये कौन सी बात है सर? तो हमारे देश में एमपी एमएलए मंत्री ज्यादा है, भारत की सेना ये कम है, एमपी एमएलए ज्यादा है।
जमाल सर क्विकली, यू हैव एग्जैक्टली 20 seconds.
हाँ, वन थिंग आई वॉन्ट टू टेल टू रेश्योर दीज यूथ एज ही इज हैविंग ए प्रॉब्लम दैट आफ्टर फोर इयर्स व्हाट विल ही डू. आई पर्सनली फील दैट इफ द गवर्नमेंट डिसाइड्स दैट दीज पीपल हु आर बीइंग फेस्ड आउट दैट 75% फ्रॉम द आर्मी, दे कैन बी लिटरली शिफ्टेड आफ्टर आस्किंग देयर ऑप्शंस फॉर सीएपीएफ और फॉर पीएसयूज और एनी सच काइंड ऑफ ऑर्गेनाइजेशन वेयर द government feels to accommodate them.
Okay, so let's see what those opportunities are. I'm sorry, Jasmine. I'm sorry, Brigadier Thapar, for not being able to come back to you. Out of time on this. Obviously, we're going to continue our conversation on this and see whether the Agnipath scheme is genuinely as attractive as the government suggests that it is, particularly with all of the new moves which have been announced on where people can go after 4 years. But that's just one voice, stress, one voice who is disillusioned at what's been announced. We'll take a short break, more coming up.